Morning, everybody. It is 9:06 on this Thursday morning. I am not Casey Miller. I'm Claire Hall, who is the substitute host of this program for now. And glad you've joined us. And in case you haven't come across this program before, it's all about Lincoln County government and our partners in serving the community. Today, we're going to talk about the Lincoln County Nonprofit Social Service Grant Program. And, you know, I came here in 1987 and as a reporter covered county commission meetings, county budget committee meetings, and there usually was some allocation of funds to nonprofit social service agencies, but it really wasn't systematic at all. Frankly, my impression was whatever agency could pack the room with the most people got the biggest dollars. But then, 24 years ago, the Board of Commissioners at that time have been operating a nonprofit social service grant, and over those 24 years, awards to local nonprofits have totaled more than $3.3 million. And in recent years, the fund has averaged about $180,000 annually, with an average of about 22 social service organizations funded. The majority of the awards fall between $5,000 and $10,000, with a handful that are smaller or larger. Yeah, I would say that what was particularly visionary about this program is it reflects the county's recognition that these organizations are critical to meeting community needs, using general fund, or using, you know, not specifying that there be a new building or new program, just providing basic operating support, basic overhead for these agencies. It allows the agencies to use the dollars where they're most needed. And a local and consistent funding opportunity is important in the competitive world of grants. I've got two guests joining me in the studio today to talk more about this program. Christy Peter, the executive assistant to the Board of County Commissioners, and Leslie Politosh. She has served 3 years now on the volunteer committee that reviews the grants and makes recommendations to the Board of Commissioners for the final action and adoption in the budget. So first off, we want to hear from Christy, and you know, this program has worked well, but the rules have been in place, the goals have been in place for a long time, and we decided that this was something that would be worthy of reassessment. So Christy, you know, and of course, as executive assistant, you've worked with the committee, you receive the applications and provide important support to them. But tell us about this assessment, please.
So to improve the program, we conducted an assessment starting at the end of last year and into early of this year to learn how we could improve the program to better serve our partners and achieve a greater community impact. We surveyed past grantees and received 22 responses, and our consultant Amy Carlson interviewed 21 people, including commissioners, grant committee members, and a mix of grant past grantees for organizations of different sizes and focus areas and locations, plus additional couple stakeholders. Grantees have expressed a deep appreciation for the support, and that of particular value are local and consistent funding sources, flexibility in general operating dollars to meet their needs, and the credibility gained with county support for other grants they apply for, and the opportunity to leverage the fund for additional resources. And based on the specific feedback we received about the process, we've identified immediate process changes for the 2022 cycle. And during the 2022 cycle, we'll be discussing and identifying potential program changes for the 2023 grant cycle, plus additional strategies to strengthen the county's network of social services.
That's great. And I think just if there are any grant recipient agency representatives listening in, don't worry, this is not an effort to complicate the grant application process. You know, we hear all the time from agencies who say, you know, it's a nice, simple process. And we really want to update things, I think, you know, without undoing all the good things that are there already.
Correct. So for this year's 2022 cycle, last year we had implemented an electronic format for grant submission. And this year we're improving upon that and we're updating the online grant application portal with some identified changes. And this grant cycle is going to open April 1st with a closing date of May 16th. Decisions and payments will take place in July, and communications to get this information out into with our local partners is starting this week.
That's great. Leslie, would you talk about your experience as a volunteer review committee member? I know, you know, it's a big commitment of time, and you have to make thoughtful choices because, you know, as always, even though we have tried to grow the grant through the years, it's the grant fund, you're always got more worthy agencies than, unfortunately, there's money to go around.
Very true. Yeah, I do appreciate that there is a committee to make the selection, because it always helps to have the wisdom of those who have served on the committee for multiple years, as well as those who are kind of newer to the process, because that, you know, results in more questions being asked or, just a little bit more groupthink in the process. So, you know, when one has individual questions, we can rely on each other, and then there's always an opportunity to ask questions of the organizations if there's not clarity. So averaging out everyone's allotments really seems to end up with some, well thought out numbers in the end.
That's great. And I imagine in your time on the committee, you have learned a lot about these agencies.
Exactly. That's, I think, one of the perks of being on the committee is just to understand what's going on in the community and in the county at large, especially in all corners of the county.
Well, thank you. It is now 9:13, time to take our first break on County Connection. We are back. It's 9:15, and this is County Connection. I'm Claire Hall, filling in for Casey Miller on this program. Our topic today is the Nonprofit Social Service Grant Fund that the county has had in place for 24 years, distributed more than $3.3 million to support basic operating needs for our nonprofit social service agencies. Christy, could I ask you the same question I asked Leslie right before the break? I'm sure in the years you've been working with this program, you've learned a lot about our local nonprofits as well. And any thoughts or reflections on that?
No, it's been an honor to work with the local nonprofits and learn more about what each of them do. It kind of stokes that fire and wanting to help increase collaboration and, resources for them to continue their mission.
Yeah, that's why I really like the idea, especially of bringing into the program more of an effort to connect the agencies and hopefully see more collaboration and innovation. But let's see. We were about to get into the 2022 grants, the grant cycle or schedule.
So. Yeah, and so as Christy mentioned, the cycle will open for applications on April 1st and then close on May 16th, which is a fairly similar application window to previous years. But there are changes that have been implemented for this cycle, and that's been guided through feedback that was gathered in this grant review process over the past year. So some adjustments have been made to the application and the instructions to add clarity and transparency in the process for both the applicants and the committee members. Organizations' questions with answers that remain the same every year will be saved on their online profile so that each following year it'll be easier for them to reapply. There's also new and strategically so alignments with questions from the Oregon Community Foundation's profile questions. And that's going to ideally help organizations who are completing the annual county grant application process draft some of their OCF, or Oregon Community Foundation profile. And in completing that profile and updating it every year, that actually increases their opportunities to reach potential donors on the state level. So there's also more flexibility for the grantees, or well, the applicants at this stage of the game, to use their own fiscal year and format for financial documents, or they can also choose the standard county template that we've been using.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to step on you, but I'm thinking again, the county, like most government agencies, operates on a fiscal year budget cycle, with the new fiscal year starting in July, but you know, it seems like every nonprofit that I've served on the board of directors for these last many years have been on a January to December calendar. So
exactly, and some of the feedback that was heard in the review was that just shifting, a 6-month budget can really take a lot of time, especially for smaller organizations that only have a few folks running the show.
Oh, yeah. That's great.
And then, there's a few other changes that are going to be implemented this year. One big one is the actual grant review and committee meeting process. So the way we're looking at it this year is that applicants won't need to travel and, somewhat inequitably so, from all ends of Lincoln County to attend what used to be one long meeting with the grant review committee. Essentially their platform at that meeting was about a 3-minute question and answer opportunity. The intention was to get people in the same place to network and build connections. But the feedback was that sometimes when you're competing for grants, that's not really the most comfortable space or natural space to create that networking opportunity. So instead, the committee's going to meet after the application have been reviewed. And then we're going to come up with follow-up questions for applicants and then turn those questions back to the applicants, who will then have a week to submit their answers. And that can either be an audio recording, a video recording, or written form. And that's also going to be asked to be about the equivalent of 3 minutes to value the committee members' time when they come back together to review and make their final allotment recommendations.
Very good. Now, so the committee will still be meeting as a group. So that means you still get to have your pizza.
Ideally, yeah.
And the inside joke here is that, these are volunteers who are serving the community at no compensation whatsoever, except for us providing pizza for them on their meeting night.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and thanks to the technological advancements of COVID times, we are also going to be able to allow that in hybrid, because we do have committee members that would also be coming from far corners. Mm-hmm. We do try to have representation from different areas of the county, so it's not just centered in one of the communities.
Yeah, very good point that one of the things the Board of Commissioners looks at in appointing committee members, well, certainly first and foremost, interest in nonprofits and this grant program, but we also really strive to get as much regional representation throughout the county as we can on the board.
Yeah, which is a great way to just make sure that we have ears and eyes, kind of, keeping in touch with those all in the community.
All right, it is 9:21. Let's take our second break, and we'll be right back. Hello again, everybody. I'm Claire Hall, guest hosting today on Lincoln County Connections. And we are talking about the We are talking about the county's nonprofit social service program, which provides direct operating support to many local agencies annually. And I touched on this earlier, but I think it's important to remember that in my work with nonprofits, I've learned that, you know, most funders, they're either looking for to support a construction project or a new program. But this is basic, you know, keep the lights on, keep the building maintained, keep staff in place to do this job. And, you know, most of our nonprofits, would you both agree, my assessment, they're small agencies, sometimes, you know, one or even one and a half people. And so that's, to me, one of the best things about the program.
Yeah, definitely a range of organizations that can be supported or, you know, give a little budget boost. And, yeah, the unrestricted aspect of the grant seems to be a really great a gap filler, for lack of better words.
No, that's a great description. So we talked earlier about connecting the nonprofits as part of the new phase of this program, and could we hear a little bit more about that?
Yeah, so there's changes that are being implemented for, you know, this 2022 cycle, and then there are suggestions for changes for the future year cycle. And part of that is that to continue that goal of fostering networking between the organizations in the process. And so the next planned step is different kind of annual convening opportunity for networking, dialogue, and capacity building that would be separate from the grant process. So that would look like engaging grant applicants in a dialogue on how to strengthen collaboration with the county and across social services. And that could also include discussions on how to increase funding and resources coming into the county for the greater good. And then with that feedback gathered during the dialogue, both in future conversations and with what we've heard in the assessment, that would look like could look like convening applicants for network, perhaps trainings or other capacity building opportunities that are aimed towards the needs expressed in that past dialogue.
Great. You know, something I'm realizing I probably should have mentioned up front, but we've talked about the agencies kind of generically, but what do these folks do? They deal with hunger, with homelessness, support educational programs, people who have been victims of domestic violence, and I'm sure the list could go on and on. So these are, you know, again, I want to salute these agencies and their efforts, and I'm glad we can provide, you know, even though renewal of the grant is not guaranteed, that they can rely on this as a pretty consistent funding source.
Definitely, yeah. The range of social services that are represented by the applicants and the grant recipients is just really inspiring to see the web work that reaches deep into Lincoln County.
All right, let's wrap up the final phase of our discussion, looking at what happens after the 2022 grant cycle and we start moving toward 2023.
Yeah, so in addition to those future discussions and capacity building opportunities for the applicants, and I continue to say applicants because this is something that looks at supporting anyone who is interested in applying if they would like, not just those who receive the award. So, you know, ideally the mutual benefit of, learning more about the social agencies in our area, as well as connecting with resources where possible. Other steps look like developing a grant review committee charter so that newcomers to the committee have some sort of framework and onboarding experience to keep that consistency of the program going. And there also will be further discussions on potential changes to the grant, including whether to prioritize funds more specifically for certain causes that are coming up in the community or in other ways. The feedback-driven changes being made over the next few years move this nonprofit social service grant program in a more collaborative direction with our local nonprofits to help the county better respond to the community's needs as a whole.
Well, thanks so much. Christy, do you have any final thoughts?
No, I'm excited to see this program move forward and grow.
Leslie, last word.
Just thanks for the opportunity to share the changes, and I really look forward to learning more about each of the applicants this year.
Super. So with that, we're going to wrap up Lincoln County Connections for this Thursday, St. Patrick's Day. Thanks for listening.